Well, hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great weekend. Certainly weird having the clocks changed, isn't it? It's dark quite early now, but it feels really, really late at the same time. I'm so confused. Anyway, it's been another busy weekend for me in the gun, but what a lovely weekend on that same night. The mornings have been cold, but once the sun came out, it was absolutely glorious. One of those autumn weekends where you can really feel the change in the seasons, but still just enjoy being outside. Now, this week, I want to share with you how my weekend went, as I always like to do. Talk about how to grow the seed of the day, which is Borkal Red Russian, and also chat about something I've been thinking about a lot lately, finding more apple, pear, fruit trees, or making better use of what I already have. So, without much fuss, let's get into it. Now, in the kitchen garden this weekend, I managed to get quite a bit done, actually. I focused on tidying up some of the messier corners, spreading compost where I could, as a mulch, getting seeds sown, just really went to town, and everything feels all the better for it. The place just instantly looks better, neater, and healthier. Now, it's funny just how getting that mulch down makes it feel like we're on top of more things. To-do list is still there, of course, but it's definitely a lot shorter than it was on Friday. Down on the allotment, it's been much of the same story. More tidying, a bit more general maintenance, but finally got round to harvesting the last of my potatoes. Really satisfying digging up those potatoes, those final tubers, and knowing now that the bed can rest for the winter. Except, we don't let bed rests for winter. We try and keep growing. More on that, of course, on tomorrow's podcast. But I have to say, it's really amazing how something as simple as trimming the grass on the allotment can transform the plot. It just suddenly looks lifted, like it's well cared for again, and there's definitely changes afoot. One of the big things, though, I've noticed this weekend is just how nice it has been to be outside. How nice it has been to get outside in the sun and tend to our plots. Now on to this week's or today's seed from this month's Supporters Club seed pack. Bit of a mouthful there. Borkal Red Russian, or as it's sometimes known, Red Russian Kale. Now this is a fantastic plant to grow because it is so versatile. You can sow it now for microgreens or baby leaves, gives you plenty of options, or you can grow it on for full-sized plants. But I would say you're not going to grow them on for full-size plants outside at this time of the year. You might want to save it for next year if that's what you want to do. But for microgreens and baby leaves, perfect for this time of year. Now, I start by just filling a tray or a pot or plug plant trainers, that's them, with a good quality peat-free compost and scatter the seeds in. Now, because I am growing these for microgreens, I've just gone for one of my quarter seed trays. And quite thickly for microgreens, just scatter them in. But if we were going to do them for salad leaves, give them a bit more space, but a bigger tray at the same time. And then we just cover that over lightly with a bit of compost and then keep it somewhere cool and bright. For me, it's my new shed with the big windows, but a greenhouse, cold frame or even a kitchen windowsill works quite well as well. And within a week, maybe two, you will find that the seeds germinate. And if you've grown them from microgreens, you've only got to wait a couple more weeks after that, usually within 2 to 3 weeks, then you just start picking up, cutting off some of those lit microgreens and scattering them into your salads. But if you're growing them for baby leaves, you can just let them grow a bit larger, thin them out if necessary, but just pick some of those leaves as soon as they start to show and use those as salad leaves. Basically, it's a salad crop at this time of year, but it's well worth something trying. give it a try. Let me know how you get on. Now, finally tonight, I just wanted to share with you a little thought about some fruit trees. Now, I have been thinking about buying more fruit trees lately. I'm really into at the moment of training them into shapes like espaliers or cordons and make them both productive and beautiful. But one of the things I did is last year I actually started making my own espalier tree, which is working out rather well. But when I've been looking into the price of these trees, I've just realised that it's really expensive to buy fruit trees. And I really hesitate. It's the fear of pruning, training them wrong and ruining the shape that really puts me off spending a lot of money on these fruit trees. And in fact, before I recorded this tonight, I was just searching the internet to see what we could get, any decent prices, and whether it was worth doing. And when I was doing this and sort of running out of options, it occurred to me, I've already got several apple trees that are sitting in pots, and I think they would be much happier in the ground. These obviously go out the front, but why not use them instead? What have I got to lose? And this is where I'm going now. I think that my mind is made up. I'm going to use what I have, going to take those potted trees, plant them in the ground, and then give them a space to grow and turn them into well-established espalier trees, fan-trained trees, anything that we can really do that is going to benefit. Now, some of my fruit trees haven't cost me much money in the past. Some have. But we'll try and use the cheaper ones first, just to make sure that I can get it just right. Now, this is a really good reminder that gardening isn't always about buying new things. Often it's about improving what we already have. I really like that comment, actually. But that's certainly something I'm going to be looking at. My fruit tree that I started, the espalier tree last year, that's working quite well. Now that has been my weekend. A lot of tidying up, potato harvesting, sowing a few seeds, good bit of thinking about fruit trees. But if you've been out in the garden this weekend, love to hear what you've been up to. And if you've got any tips on pruning or training fruit trees, then I'm all ears. Love to hear what you've got going on. Of course, we've got the podcast out tomorrow. I'd love for you to listen and share your feedback on that as always as well. But I think that's just about it. So until next time, back on Thursday. But until then, please take care.